History. Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey has consumed Washington, but that's not the case with many Trump strongholds.
It leads itself to a variety of jokes. I saw one from the congressperson who represents Salem, Massachusetts, where the Salem witch hunts.
Yeah, I got you there.
Who says, I can confirm this is not true.
Did you see the tweet of the White House is on lockdown for somebody climbing the fence? And the retweet was, I wonder in which direction.
Which direction were they climbing the fence? Exactly. Joining us right now, to add to the levity, for God's sakes, he is the former Attorney General for the state of Arizona. That's just one of the things that you put on the resume of Grant Woods. Grant, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You have some unique insight, and I was looking for somebody as we heard this announcement yesterday. Let's call it what it is. It's the intersection of the law and politics, and it gets sticky. It's different than just the law. It's different than just politics. You've actually been appointed a special counsel in the past here in Arizona.
Sure. Yeah, I've done it. I've done it a number of times. I prosecuted some murder cases in Maricopa County a few years ago, in Cochise County, another murder case, and then a public corruption case, which would be more analogous to this, up in Apache County with the, after we were done with him, the former sheriff of Apache County. That was more analogous to this because it was because they had a conflict up there.
They had a conflict. They wanted to bring somebody in from the outside,
correct,
fresh set of eyes. And look at it, and that appears to be what Mr. Mueller is.
So what do you make of Deputy Attorney Rod Rosenstein's statement as to why he named the special prosecutor? Because he believed that it was in the public's best interest. No crimes have been committed that he could determine at this point, but that it was in our best interest. What do you read from that statement?
Well, I think that there are so many red flags in this situation relating to the Trump administration, the Trump campaign, and Russia, that there was plenty there to investigate.
And then is this probable cause? I mean, I know that, you know, I'm bringing up legal terms in front of you, and you're going to laugh at me. But I mean, is the argument there's enough probable cause that it warrants this? Is probable cause the standard?
No, it's not probable cause, because probable cause would be that it's more likely than not that a crime was committed, and it's more likely than not that this person committed that crime.
Okay.
I don't think we're there, but I think there's enough there that you need to investigate it. And so there's a lot there, and it goes in a variety of different places, and we don't know where it goes from there, but it certainly goes to three or four of the campaign folks and the former National Security Advisor Flynn. So I think this was a great move by the in this case, acting Attorney General for this matter, since Sessions, who I served with Sessions, by the way, I know him pretty well, since he had supposedly recused himself.
Even though he's writing memos on
it. I'm not so sure how that works. But I think it was a great move, and he picked the right guy. And I can say this, I'm totally confident we're going to get to the bottom of this. And that's what we needed to do. And we weren't confident of that until yesterday.
Joining us right now in the studio here at KTAR, Grant Woods, a former Arizona Attorney General from 1991 to 1999, political community leader as well here in the Valley for more than 30 years. Mm-hmm. And Grant, through a lot of different investigations, I mean, we now have the DOJ investigation with Mueller. Mm-hmm. We have the House investigation with the Intelligence Committee, and the same within the Senate. Now that you have Mueller heading up the DOJ investigation, what does that mean for both the Senate and the House investigations?
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one, and that's difficult. Okay, because the one that counts is the one that Mueller is now heading up, and that's going.
That's the top of the food chain.
That's the top of the food chain, and that's the one we care about, because it's going to be apolitical. I'm convinced of that, and he's going to get to the bottom of it. Period, and that will result, in all likelihood, in some people going to jail. Now, who is that, and what did they do? We'll find out.
Yeah.
Now, so what you don't want is the House and the Senate committee impeding that effort in any way, even if it was inadvertently. And they can do it inadvertently. They can, if they granted immunity to someone for testimony, and then those people came in and testified with immunity, that could screw the whole thing up. So I think we'll be okay here because you've got... especially in the Senate, you've got intelligent people and experienced people, and they have worked with Director Mueller before, and I think they'll sort it all out.
Question, real quick, a follow-up to that, though. Does that mean we may be even further away from hearing from James Comey? Mm. If Mueller wants to talk to him, why would he go and testify then before the Senate or the House?
Yeah, again, that's really tricky, okay? So again, first and foremost, we want to know the things that Mueller wants to know. What does he know and what can he testify to? Because now Comey is a witness, apparently, to a possible obstruction of justice. I don't think we've heard the end of Comey as a witness, perhaps even against the President of the United States. Okay, we have the one incident that it's kind of a he
that
said,
we're aware
he said,
of, yeah.
that we're aware of, but I'm confident there may be more. And what did all the underlings do? And were they trying to impede the FBI investigation? So Comey could very well be a witness. So we have that on the one side, which I'm going to say is the most important thing to everybody. Now, on the other hand, life goes on for the country and for the world. So we kind of have a right as citizens to know some information, don't we, of what was going on with the President of the United States in particular or his administration. So I think what you'll see is I think you'll see Comey testify. I think you'll see him testify in public, but he will be very circumspect on what he says. And I doubt we will get the whole story, but maybe we'll get something interesting.
Again, former Arizona Attorney General Grant Woods joining us in the studio, also someone who has been one of these special counsels, has done it. So I'm trying to understand kind of how that works. So we know that I've lost track of how many investigations there are. I think there's five at last count going on. Is this a matter of, and this is, comes from your experience, does Mr. Mueller have the type of... respect, it sounds like he has much of it, that he could go to members of Congress, that he could go to the NSA or any others and say, I need you guys to slow down.
Yes.
I need you to stop subpoenaing people who are going to be my witnesses who I need to speak to first. And would they, what would be their motivation to tell them to jump off a cliff?
I don't think they will. I think in the House, it's a little problematic because you had a chairman there who may be part of the problem as well, Nunes. I mean, what he was doing, I don't know. I mean, that didn't look good, okay?
No.
And but you've got a ranking minority member, Schiff, who has shown himself to be a very intelligent guy and someone who I think will want to do the right thing for the big picture. In the Senate, I think both Burr and Warner are on the same page here, and they're going to work with him. So I think they will fully cooperate. I don't have any doubt about that.
We'll tell you what, we'll take a quick break, and we want to come back. We have more questions for former Arizona Attorney General Grant Woods. Plus, if you wanted to weigh in this, 602-200-2733, does this give you confidence that the system is working? Will you accept the findings of a special counsel? Is this what we needed, or is this just what was it? Donald Trump called it the largest witch hunt in the history of American politics. Yeah. We'll talk about that right after Bob McClay gets us up to speed on Arizona's news station.
Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes.
Remembering Chris Cornell all day long as lead singer of Audioslave and Soundgarden, most famously. Took his own life last night in Detroit. Joining us in studio right now, the former Attorney General for the state of Arizona, Grant Woods. Again, just one of the small things on a long and prestigious resume, sir. Well, some of the things you might want to avoid, but
KTAR.
For the most part. I wasn't going to bring it up, but if you insist.
Easy, above the belt.
A man who himself has served as a special counsel and has gone after government corruption, for example, gone after government officials or investigated them. And we have more questions for you as we try to understand kind of the scope, the breadth, the powers of a special counsel.
So at At what point in time will Director Mueller, former Director Mueller, actually interview the President of the United States? Is this going to take place? Will it have to take place? Will it be sworn testimony? Walk us through that.
Yeah, that's tricky as well. I don't know that that's ever happened. I don't think it has, although, you know, President Clinton had to give a deposition.
He was deposed, right? Yeah.
So, and that's under oath, and that ended up being not so good for him, as it turns out.
I did not
Although,
have sexual relations with that woman.
Right, yeah, and arguing about, you know, semantics and everything. Although, of course, in retrospect, doesn't seem that serious.
These days? Remember when that was the worst thing
going
on?
Oh, my God, yeah. Anyway, will he interview the president? Not necessarily. It's certainly possible. That would be a first in a criminal investigation. So he could ask, and he might, because there is an allegation here that the president may have been part of an obstruction of justice effort. And that's generally how politicians do themselves in, is even if they weren't involved in the act itself, they try to cover it up. And of course, that's what brought President Nixon down. And so I don't know whether, and the president would have to decide. He doesn't have to. If he's the subject of a criminal investigation, he can take the Fifth. That doesn't look good.
No.
But you could also put this together, a case that doesn't involve the president. And just we're talking about campaign aides and people like that. You also could put it together against the president without interviewing him.
So last night you had the White House come out and pretty much had a different tone to their statement regarding the naming of the special prosecutor. And I was like, okay, a little muted. You know, okay, this is the way you would expect coming out of a White House.
You could argue a normal White House response.
And then I was like, okay, so they took away the president's phone because he's no longer tweeting. Well, this morning he was at Twitter.
He tweeted this. This is the single greatest witch hunt of a politician in American history.
Okay, the greatest witch hunt in American history. We asked that question to our open mic listeners on 602-200-2733. Do you think this is a witch hunt? Here's what you're saying across the valley.
My name is Faye and I live in Mesa and it's not a witch hunt. And I don't think he's a politician.
Yes, this is a witch hunt. The media does nothing but reach and reach to find something.
My name is Thomas. I'm from Phoenix. And as ridiculous as it was, the whole birth certificate thing was one of the dumbest, even though it was one of the craziest witch hunts I've ever seen. So there we go.
Good for the goose, good for the gander.
Former Arizona Attorney General Grant Woods, is this a witch hunt?
No, not at all. It's not a witch hunt, and it's very serious. And the things that happened between members of the transition team, members of the campaign, and the National Security Advisor with the and the President of the United States, frankly, with representatives of Russia, are really unimaginable to me. And we can go back to the campaign, or we can go back to last week when we had the specter of the American press being disallowed from a meeting in the Oval Office with Russian ambassador and officials. And we wouldn't have known much about that, except that he let photographers in there. Well, and now we find that he also spilled the beans on some very serious state secrets.
And Vladimir taped it.
Yeah, and apparently, apparently it might have been taped. I mean, Putin it's taped. Really outrageous here across the board. There is so much smoke that someone might be killed from the smoke, but it's more likely it'll be from the fire.
Well, and I mean, you know, if I agree with you, I don't think it's a witch hunt. And primarily, I don't think it's a witch hunt because when you look at the root of these individual stories, you just laid out some of them. They've been going on for weeks. At the root of them is something that Donald Trump or a member of the administration has said or done, which led people to ask more questions, which led people to come forward, which had them either confirming or denying that something happened. People are getting fired for it. It's not a witch hunt when there's actual witches involved, you know?
Would Michael Flynn still be the NSA director if the press that's supposedly doing this witch hunt, if they had not exposed what was going on and that he was under criminal investigation? We know that they were told that. They were urged to take action. They did nothing until it was in the paper. So would he still be there? They allowed him to have be in lots of meetings. He knew all of our secrets. all of our big time secrets. Now it comes out that he was urging action, us not to take action that Turkey would not have approved of, at the same time that most people, including Senator McCain, thought we should take that action. We didn't take it, and we find out that he was on the payroll of the Turkish government. I mean, this is really pretty outrageous and serious business. So the president, my advice to him would be that he needs to not talk about any of this, period. It's a good out for him. You can just say this is under investigation. We have a special counsel.
I thought after yesterday's White House press release, honestly, I thought that we're going to get, and he started tweeting this morning as usual.
And all those tweets.
I can't predict anything he's going to do.
Could be used against him.
Oh, that could be
and
will. Absolutely. Everything he says, that Lester Holt interview will be used against him.
Exactly.
Can we just acknowledge there was absolutely no way to predict how Donald Trump would act and that he would act like this in office, except for everything he's done his entire life.
Former Arizona Attorney General Grant Woods, thank you so much for helping us make some sense of the madness that has been D.C. this week.
Yeah.